If you're watching this episode, you probably already read this episode's title, and that is correct. There will be no more creative encounter. God is doing a shift in this ministry, and in today's episode, I'm going to explain what that shift is, why, and also encourage you to make any shifts and adjustments in what God is calling you to do so that you can be excellent for Him in fulfilling His mission and vision through your life. Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Creative Encounter Podcast. I am your host, Juett Payne, and you are back for episode 37 of this podcast. Super excited to have you here as usual. Thank you so much. For those of you who like to watch online, watching on YouTube, please go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell because we drop an episode every week, and I don't want you to miss any of them. If you're on Apple Podcasts, if you're driving and listening to this podcast, thank you so much. Once you finish driving, go ahead and pull out your phone and go ahead and leave us a rating and leave us a review. That will be so helpful so it can reach so many more people. And if you're listening on Spotify, which is one of my preferences, which is pretty cool because you can watch and listen on Spotify, which is pretty dope. So go ahead and leave us a rating on there as well. We want to reach so many Kingdom creatives through this podcast. So again, thank you. But before we jump into this episode and this episode title and what this all means and what this is going to look like, I do want to mention we are 2 weeks away from my live album recording. Remember, we are doing a live album recording on July 22nd, 2023, and it's called Unashamed Live. This is going to be a live worship experience. The band and I are excited. We have rehearsal tonight, so it's going to be a great time going through all the songs that we'll be performing. So remember, these tickets are free. Also, remember, there will be childcare provided, so you can bring the little kiddos. They'll be in a separate room, so we can be in the other room vibing and worshiping our God together. It's going to be a great time. So if you went right now to the link, which is in the description below, what's really cool is, since this is going to be a live album, I want you guys singing along, right? So I actually created a playlist, a Spotify playlist, with the 7 songs that we will be performing live, so you can guys start getting acclimated with the song, start vibing with it, start memorizing these lyrics, because when we are there, I want everyone chanting. I want everyone singing along and everyone singing praises to God. So that's going to make the album, the live album, sound nice and big and full, all of us worshiping together. So make sure you get the playlist, get your free tickets, invite everyone out. In 2 weeks, we will be together, communing together. It's going to be a great time. So excited to have you there. Now, back to this episode, No More Creative Encounter. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, this is an honest podcast. This was kind of sort of like a clickbaity kind of title, which is still truth. There's no lie in it. But that does not mean that that's going to be the end of this podcast. But there's going to be a shift because remember, this started off as me hosting monthly Creative Encounter events. And then we added on the podcast component later. Now there's going to be a shift where I'm solely going to be focusing on the Creative Encounter side, solely focusing on the podcast and not the events any longer. And God put that in my spirit a couple of months ago, really was wrestling with it for a while, and then just really just felt the peace and the go ahead, the green light to go ahead and do that moving forward, and just felt so blessed. And I'm going to explain why in a moment. But pretty much, just backtracking a bit. 2021 is when all of this started, right? So 2021 is when I just got fed up in the spirit. I was like, man, I can't be doing this anymore, working elsewhere full time. And really just venturing out into my music ministry as a recording artist, singer, songwriter, Juett C. Payne Music, and then also Creative Encounter, which came a bit after that. But the real focus was me as an entrepreneur and me as a ministry leader, as a minstrel of God, doing ministry through music and art and songwriting, all of those things. But just juggling all of those things and this just creativity that's just this fire and just bubbling inside of me. I find myself just moonlighting that and getting to it when I could and, you know, working these hours and burning myself out. I was like, God, there has to be a shift. And, you know, over the years wanting to do that, but it got to a point where I was like, this was time. This was the time. And God finally thrusted me into that. And it's just been such an awesome thing. So again, I turned 33 at the time. I was like, you know what? This is my Jesus year, you know, 33. And let me go into this now. I wanted to push it back a bit, but really felt like this is the time right now. So that was the time I was like, just call it quits. We are done. Let's go hard in the creativity that God has put in me and see that fully flourish and blossom, right? I'll say literally a month after that, it had to have been a month right after that, is when God, right here in the studio, God spoke to me, I want you to start these events where you are pouring into other creatives and letting the world know, which is in line with Matthew 28 with the Great Commission, where he calls us to make disciples of all nations, to preach the gospel, to get this word out, to start this ministry where we are letting people know what kingdom creators are doing specifically. You know, if you're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, you know, newspapers, just Google searching, whatever, we see all the stuff that's going on with all the celebrities in the world all day long. Everything's going on. You know, we're all in their business, you know, just, you know, what's their baby's names, you know, what's the, who's the baby mama, all of these different things and stuff, right? Like all this stuff that means nothing, just being nosy in other people's lives and all of that, right? It's like, we're just saturated with that. And God's like, okay, I want you to now saturate this place with a space where we can kind of promote, well, not kind of, where we can fully promote what kingdom creators are doing. Because God's trying to take over this world. And it is his kingdom. The kingdom of darkness is ruling. God is on the throne. He already conquered death. He already took over. Right now, the kingdom of darkness is lording over this earth. And we need to take back. We need to take it all back, right? So we need to let people know what we're doing, get the word out, and all of that. Okay? I can go on tangents about this all day long because this is my passion. I love this. But pretty much, God told me, this is what I want you doing right now in this season, right? So that's when Creative Encounter was born in October of 2021, okay? But we didn't launch it until February. You know, you had to do all the logistical things on the back end, etc. So we launched it in February of 2022, and it's just been a beautiful year, a beautiful time. And we would do the monthly events where we would showcase an artist, let them, my whole heart is for them to play their original music. You know, the covers, that was okay. But I want you to do your original music. I want to be able to promote you and what you're doing and what you're writing and what God put in your heart, right? So we start those events. We have a monthly artist, and then someone will speak the word after that. Usually I will bring an exhortation. Sometimes I will have a guest to come out and bring it as well. You know, there'll be painting happening, some tables up, people promoting their products. It was awesome. My friend Denise, she would have her table with her her t-shirts and her mugs and her bags and purses and all these things with scripture on it and encouraging words and just life-giving moments and stuff. So it was just so cool. That was that. And then everyone fellowshipping afterwards, doing breaking up into small groups and having all these events, just a beautiful time. And most recently, I was like, you know what? That's going to have to, that door is just going to have to close with that specifically. So it's been great. So from February until, what was our last one? I'll say December. Yeah, so February to December of 2022 is when we had our last one. Since then, we've been on kind of a hiatus because the venue that we were using, which is doing some shifting and changing things up in the space, clearing some things out, getting things restructured and everything in the space itself. So we're like, okay, we're going to launch things back up in the summer. You know, so you've heard in previous episodes where I'm like, yo, we'll be back in the summer, June, July, August, you know, we'd be jumping back on Creative Encounter. And as the date got closer, I think just that season even of being in that season of rest, and not having the events, being more kind of like a sobering kind of time to really just sit back and wonder, like, okay, does God want me to jump back on this? You know, there's a lot of factors in play here. Is this something that God wants me to do? And I really just felt the Holy Spirit saying, like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and close that door and focus in specifically on you as an artist, as a contemporary gospel singer, songwriting artist. And then also, as you are doing the Creative Encounter podcast, focusing your energy on those two things as it relates to ministry. I was like, okay, sounds good. So, and even after that, just feeling a peace, and it's just been great. So, just kind of jumping into this fully, into the reasoning behind it. So, pretty much, my heart was to showcase artists, give them a platform to be able to put their work out there and let people know what they were doing. You know, I would interview the artist, you know, promote them on the social media pages, you know, curate a little video. It would be a live stream at first, but it was a recording afterward of all of that and stuff. Then I had to sit back and be like, okay, these opportunities that I'm giving to the artist, this is time and energy and just marketing and platform that I'm doing, which is great. We are to be helpful. But then are you, again, putting yourself and what God's calling you to do on the back burner? I'm telling you, I talked about this. What was that? Episode 30. I'll put the link up here. You guys go ahead and click it. But I talked about this. It's just the ministry of saying no. I can get so caught up in helping and supporting individuals. And remember, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you begin to put your specific calling and what God's telling you to do on the back end, is this really satisfying to the Lord? And the dramatic pause is there intentionally, right? Is this really satisfying to the Lord? Where it's like, okay, you did these things, but what about your reach? What am I calling you to do? Why have you not done it? Why do you keep putting it on the back burner? What is that, right? So with that, I'm like, okay, I'm putting a lot of energy, you know, texting people, messaging people, creating these event pages and stuff for these other artists at events and mixing it there, here and there with some of my shows, some of my events and my outreach that God is calling me to do under Juett Z. Payne Music, right? So with that, I had to reflect. I'm like, okay, that is a lot of space that I could be pouring into. And then also when you're reaching out to individuals, I've had some conversation with people like, okay, you do a lot of things, you know, it's kind of scaling back so they can know, oh, okay, when I think of this person, I know that this is what they do. This is what they're doing. And I'm not confused with, okay, what event is this? Who is this for? What's happening? And all of that. Because these other artists, as I've seen, I'm like, okay, they're able to get their own shows. They're able to go out there and do their thing. And I need to make sure that I'm promoting and pushing out this art as well so that I'm reaching those who need healing, who need encouragement, who need deliverance, and all those things through what God has given me to do. So that was one thing. I'm like, okay, I can't keep monthly kind of keeping up with this. In addition to the podcast, in addition to my own shows, and in addition to the businesses, which I'm going to talk about that in a bit as well, and what God and how He's scaling me in that, you know, as well. But the businesses and what God is calling me to do with those as well. So it was just a lot going on with that. Then there was an investment of, you know, utilizing the space. Okay, so that's the second part. Is we have the space that we utilize monthly, but when you look at it, you're like, okay, only a certain amount of individuals can fit in this space, which is fine. Just like any church building, only a certain amount of people can fit, but then you can reach so many more people virtually, you know, and obviously you cannot substitute in-person, face-to-face conversations and things like that for the virtual. We know that the relational aspect, you know, those are beautiful moments and everything. But again, I had to kind of weigh everything. These artists are creating these moments for themselves. They're having these components for themselves, and that's what I should be doing as well for my ministry. So that was one thing. And then as far as having these events in that space, I could reach, let's say, 50 people max, which is fantastic. With this podcast, you have, it's not as taxing, right? You know, just set up, go ahead and pop the camera on, upload on YouTube, all the platforms, and now you've gone from reaching 50 to hundreds to thousands of individuals and eventually millions of individuals that we intend to reach through this podcast, right? So the input has decreased and the output has increased, and we want to maximize on that. And that's a big thing. You want to make things scalable. That's something I talked about in an episode before. Maybe in my podcast, I got to see. I may do an episode on scaling because that's very important and what that actually means, right? But I did talk about this in another podcast, Cornerstone Podcast, I did with some of my guys. I'll have that link as well for you guys to check that out. But the Cornerstone Podcast was me and a couple of fellas who were believers who went on this TV show, this reality show called The Blocks. Check out that episode too. We're going to have a bunch of pop-ups popping up here. But we talked about God using us and scaling our business. So that works in business, but that also works in the ministry as well. You want to be smart about how you can scale. And, you know, short little description of scaling is the amount of input compared to the output, right? So how much energy, how much time, how much finance, how much money are you putting into this specific thing? And is the output, you know, the exact same thing, the amount of time and energy that goes in, like I create this product, I sell one once a month, you know, but it takes me hours on end to create this product. That's not really scalable. Where, let's say I'm creating a digital product, which is like, oh, I shot this thing, I created this once, I'm selling it. That was a one-time thing, and now it's scaling to be able to give you more increase than what you put into it. You know, and there may be little tweaks in there here and there along the way, but that's the type of scaling thing. So with that, as it comes to the Creative Encounter podcast, I'm able to reach so many more people, sit here, talk to you for 30, 40 minutes, and interview artists, get their word out there, get what they're doing out there as well, put their link in the description, all that, and be able to support them in that way. And it's not a lot of input that goes into it. So you see where that comes. So it was all these things I had to wrestle and juggle with, okay? Another factor is now we are about to have our third child. We just had our gender reveal. You guys can go ahead and check that out. You know, I could just tell you right now, but I'm not going to tell you. I want you to actually go to my page, you know, get some likes, get some little hearts and stuff. You know, not that that's what it's about, but go ahead and like it, give a brother some hearts and stuff. But yes, well, we are going to have our third child in the coming months, you know. So it's a look and be like, okay, time is already limited with the first kid. Time is super limited with the second one. Now you're having a third one. Yo, time is just gone at this point, right? So you got to look and be like, okay, there's all these things I could be promoting, all these things I could be doing in person, physically, weigh them out. Would I rather be having Creative Encounter events promoting other artists? It's every month. So you kind of get like 1 week of rest after that show, you promote it, take a week of rest, maybe before you jump on and you're promoting the next artist in the next event. That's an option. That's nice. It's a good thing to do. Or dedicating that time as an artist, which is my specific calling from God, dedicating my time as an artist to promote my events, my shows, like I did at the top of this one, July 22nd. Make sure you're there. Free tickets. Come on out. But, you know, being able to have those opportunities to promote those things as well and dedicating time to that. Which one do I see myself doing more amid having the children, having my wife, having all the other things, the hats I wear just as a son, a father, a ministry leader, etc. I'm going to choose Juetzy Payne music. You know, you just got to use wisdom and choose what makes sense, right? So that was that as well. So all these different things, you know, were factors in this, okay? So I went ahead and, you know, talked to Gabby about it. I could tell she felt very relieved with it. Not that she felt, because she even told me afterwards, there was no, not that she was feeling like a pressure with Creative Encounter, but then when I told her, she did feel like a burden was lifted or something else to have to do was lifted in addition to everything else that God is calling us to do. So that encouraged her, that blessed her as well. You know, so that was good. And first and foremost, I do want to mention this because God can call you to do things. So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, because God can call you to do things that may not always be like your spouse or significant other may not necessarily, they may not be gung-ho about this thing, but God is still calling you to do it. So don't just say, oh, I'm going to do this if my wife is okay with it. I'm going to do this if my husband is okay with it. You guys have to come to agreement, and the Holy Spirit has to be in that. But sometimes they may not necessarily want to do what you want to do, and that's okay. If God is still calling you to do something, you still need that discernment. And God will still keep the peace in that relationship and make it work out. But don't just only strictly dedicate it to, okay, as long as my wife is okay, I'll do this or do that God's calling me to do. There's so many examples. I could do a whole other episode in scripture where the spouse was not necessarily excited about what God is calling them to do, and God had to rebuke that individual. So we're going to cover all of that stuff in these episodes. We're talking truth on all scales in here. So, but in this situation, first I sought God. First, I got a witness from the Holy Spirit. First, I had that peace. Then I shared it with my spouse. She had that peace. And we worked together, you know, in that way. And we did have that conversation, you know, how do you feel about, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe not doing Creative Encounter anymore. We have those conversations as well. But you want to get that peace from God first and foremost. Okay, that's that. So we covered that base, and then we had to go and speak with the individual who we were renting the space, because we're renting the space. So this is a monetary, you know, support that we are giving to them as we are having these events every month, right? So I had to share with them to let them know, okay, we will not be doing this any further. And that was a good conversation as well. I feel like they felt a piece in as well, because they're doing some shifting again in that space too. And, you know, that's something that they don't have to think about monthly as they're kind of going into a new season too. So everything was just a smooth transition. It was just fantastic. But again, with this podcast, the whole point here is I will be continually onward and onward until God says that he wants another shift, continually interviewing other creatives and interviewing other artists and doing it here on this platform. So Creative Encounter Podcast, as of right now, is going nowhere. And these episodes are going to the 50s, 100s. You know, I kind of want to like see like, oh, I want to see like episode 1,000. You know, that would be crazy, you know. So we'll see. You'll see where this goes, you know. But yeah, guys, so that is what's happening. So that's what it means. You know, no more Creative Encounter. I didn't put the asterisk. I didn't put the podcast on there. I'm going to be like, what? What is going on here? No more podcast? No, we are still having a podcast, but we will not be having the events. So that's that. But before I go into the second phase of this episode, I do want to give a quick shout out, because I like to give praise to who praise is due. And that also means individuals who have just supported over time. I want to give, you know, praise to them as well. So first and foremost, to my wife, Gabby. She actually came up with the name Creative Encounter, which was awesome. And like right away, I was like, oh, I love this. This is what we're doing. Okay. Creative Encounter it is. So just Gabby, just supporting this ministry. Over time, jumping into this, you know, adding a new thing to our plate, and her being there for it, her being there doing the announcements, helping print out sheets, helping to connect with people, just kind of just coming a little bit out of her comfort zone. Once again, it's something new, and just jumping into it and doing it with joy. So, babe, I appreciate you and thank you so much. And I want to thank Janet and Frank Cairo. They are amazing. They are the ones who own the Nightlight Cafe. I will reach out to them if you guys have any events that you guys want to do. Beautiful space in Berwyn, Illinois, and they do great things for creatives. They've been doing it for years. My band used to play at the Nightlight before we even did Creative Encounter. It was because of my pianist, Justin, reached out to him, and he was like, yo, why don't you reach out to Janet? You better start these events. Reach out to Janet to see if that's a space we can use. I was like, bro, I didn't even think of that. That's perfect, you know. So Janet and Frank, thank you so much for letting us use the space for that awesome year. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Andrew Micah, he was our first guest. My band was the first guest at the first Creative Encounter in February of 2022. In March of 2022, we had Andrew Micah, singer-songwriter, worshiper, guitar player, great guy. Thank you, Andrew. We had Antonia Rupert. She is an amazing painter. She was on an episode of this podcast. Check out her episode. But she painted at the event with Andrew. Antonia, love you. That was awesome. Let's see. Again, I mentioned Denise Arsic. She is great. She makes these prints, t-shirts, bottles, you know, bags, all these things with scripture. And it is professional. You know, sometimes people can have items like, you know, they just plop on a Bible verse on it. It looks kind of tacky. Looks kind of whack. Denise's stuff is legit. So I want you guys to hit her up and go ahead and get some of her stuff. Denise, thank you so much. And I'm naming all these individuals because I don't want it to end there. I want you guys to actually reach out to them and continue to support them. We are still supporting all of them. We're not having these events, but I'm going to still be hitting up these people to be able to connect and just, you know, have different experiences together and just do God's work, kingdom creatively. So everybody's awesome here. After that, we had Jolene Carter, hip-hop artist. She was amazing. Jolene was on the podcast too. Check that out. Christina Maldonado, she is a worship leader, singer-songwriter as well. Love Christina's voice. She was on a podcast episode too, and she performed at Creative Encounter. And Christina is actually going to be my background vocalist for the Unashamed live event on July 22nd. So you guys will be able to meet Christina in person. It's going to be a great time. After that, we had Darnell Parker. He is a college student right now, and he is a multi-instrumentalist, and he is just a great dude. Great young fellow. I want to get him on a podcast episode soon, so hopefully he may be on the next few episodes. We'll see if I can catch him this summer. But Darnell, he killed it. And then his mama, Darnell's mama, Verdette, Vittles by Verdette, she cooked and threw down at that event. It was amazing, absolutely amazing. So thank you so much, mama, for the food. You can come to this podcast and bring some food too. I would absolutely love that. I'll be slamming right here on camera. I do not care. So yes, thank you. After that, we had C.W. Allen. We took a little break for a while. Then we came back hard with C.W. Allen, my guy. He was on a podcast episode soon, and he will be on here in a couple weeks. He'll be on a new episode as well. It'll be next week or the week after. We're going to have C.W. on here to talk to you about his latest project. It's going to be a dope interview. We had Liv Roscos. She spoke. She was a guest speaker at Creative Encounter at the one Dub was at. That was an awesome time, too. She was on episode two, podcast episode, so check that out, too. Then we had spoken word artists LDJ and CM2 Live. They did spoken word at the event as well, and they were phenomenal. And then after that, Tiffany Daniels Hudson. She is a singer-songwriter. We go way back. Tiffany, that girl can sing. That is my homie. And she is on some music with me as well. So, Tiffany, thank you so much. Great time have you at the event. James Wilkinson, he spoke at a Creative Encounter event as well. And he was on a podcast. And he was talking about, he's like, getting ready, set, and go. Go out there and do what God is calling you to do. Don't be hesitating. Write out the plan. Plan it out and go. So, James had a great message for us. And lastly, this is one of my absolute favorites, Rebecca Huang. This is my girl, Rebecca, and the entire Set in a Boat team. It's really cool because I didn't anticipate closing out Creative Encounter, but that was our last Creative Encounter. I feel like that was a beautiful culmination of all of the events we had. This was a very beautiful event, Set in a Boat, that they created. It was spoken word, multimedia, dance performance. It was just, oh my goodness, it was a beautiful night. And I still have a video to create for that. I'm going to show you guys in the future. But yeah, that was a beautiful wrap up with Rebecca. But yes, that is everyone. And if I missed everyone, forgive me. I love you. But this was everyone that I documented for who was a part of Creative Encounter, the events. So that was a beautiful year. And halfway through, God shifted it to only be focused on this podcast. And this is where we're at. So that's that. So the last thing I want to mention to you guys is I want you guys to begin to survey and analyze. This is very important. Don't just listen to my story. I'm not here just to talk and talk about myself or my story. I want you guys to take something home and always do something practical while this is on and after this episode ends. I want you guys to do something practical because I want you to actually sit and think, what are some things that God is calling you to do that you may still be keep putting on the back burner? Or even in the midst of it, there are distractions. Like, God is calling me to be an artist, but I'm doing 50 million things in that, and he wants me to scale it back to 3. We have to look at that. This is serious because time is short. Life is short. God is calling us. He loves his people, and he wants us to be optimal. Optimal, guys. We have to be disciplined, and we have to begin to cut things out, continue to cut things out. Remember we talked about that? Eliminate, automate, delegate where you can. Cut different things out, okay? So I have a verse that I want to read with you guys. I actually read this a couple of days ago, and it's like perfect. This is literally perfect for what we're talking about today, okay? So you can open your word to the book of Acts, and we're going to go to chapter 6. You go ahead and pause this. I'm in New Living Translation, so go ahead and pause this. And then go to chapter 6, and we're going to read this part together. So verses 1 through 7, okay, listen up. 7 men chosen to serve. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. Okay, so these are the 12 apostles who were with Jesus. They called a meeting. Okay, they said, this is it. This is the verse I want you guys to really listen to. We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well-respected and are full of the spirit of wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. Verse 5. Everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following. Stephen, a man full of faith and Holy Spirit. Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch. Nicholas, that was an easy one. Those other names, I don't know. Y'all can comment below if I said these names wrong. But anyway, an earlier convert of the Jewish faith. These 7 were presented to the apostles who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. That's it, y'all. Yo, This is key. You guys have to get this. I need you guys to internalize this. Because you can read this like, okay, Juett pulled out a verse about food distribution and people being upset with each other, whatever. No, this is so deep. Because I honestly don't believe that the apostles' outreach would have been so massive or would have been as massive had they focused on these minuscule tasks. If they had focused on these little things that God was not calling them to do and not delegated this to others in the church, their focus would have been on that, and they would not have had as much of an outreach as verse 7 says. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased, significantly increased. It wasn't kind of increased or increased a little bit. No, it greatly increased because they focused on what they were called to do. What were they focused in? What were they called to do? They were called to be spending their time teaching the word of God, dedicating their time to prayer and teaching the word of God. That was their focus, right? So you guys have to sometimes like pull back and look and be like, okay, I can do all these things, all these great exploits for God. But what is he calling me to do specifically? I will talk about this over and over all the days of my life. You guys have to get this. This is serious. I want you guys to really reflect and start commenting. Make sure you guys are commenting below and telling me what is it that God is telling you to do, okay? It's very key. An example, now we're shifting to the business side of things, okay? We already talked about the ministry side. For me to focus in as a songwriter, I should be writing songs daily. I should be composing music daily, honestly. Curating these events for other artists where they can kind of do this on their own, kind of sending them out, let them do their own thing. Focusing on what I'm doing to do, that's what God just called me to do as far as it relates to ministry. Let's go on the business side of things, okay? Let's go on the business side, right? So, Paying Dual Productions. You guys saw the last two episodes with our summer interns. They're here for us this summer. We're teaching them camera, video, photography, all of that, right? God is doing a shift in that ministry too, because Gabby and I have been sitting back. Man, we offer photography and video, and we do an excellent job, praise the Lord. We do an excellent job with that. But we're sitting here talking about scaling back that and not doing video. Because what happens is we shoot the video, fine. On the back end, we are editing, and all of those hours editing and pouring into someone else's project, we could be creating more projects for ourselves. We could be working on our music, working on our videos, on our businesses that we're growing here. So there's like two different sides of business. There's a service base, which we're trying to pull back and scale back from. Because service base can take a lot of time, right? We realize the increase that we receive from doing photos has minimal input and minimal output. Or rather, let me say it again. Minimal input and a lot of output. When I say minimal output, I was thinking the editing phase after, but that's still the input, okay? So minimal input, the shooting, on the back end, editing these photos, sending it out to clients, takes far less days, and we can maximize on that output, the increase that we receive from the client, right? And it takes far less days than the time it takes to edit these videos. So it's whole thing of buying back our time. And there's a book called Buy Back Your Time. I'm going to break that down. I'm reading that book right now. I'm going to do an episode breaking that book down in the future. But yeah. So that's one shift and change in that business. Okay. Now we'll be doing like live streaming and things like that for clients. We may still offer video as something under our umbrella of something offered, but again, delegate that to some of those who are on our team, these interns we're training. We may pass it on to them, you know, be able to give them some cash flow, you know, from our business. You know, we love to support other people. And when you have a business, you're giving other people jobs, you know. So with that, you know, it may still be an offering, but we physically know we can't do it because I need to focus on my music. Okay, so that's that. Let's go to Starving Artist Courses, where I teach music. With that, courses are being created, minimal input, excellent output. We still offer one-on-one lessons, but Juett personally, I'm not the one who's going to be teaching these lessons. Literally yesterday, I just finished doing in-person lessons for this church ministry who's doing a summer camp with kids. I taught drums this summer. The event ended. I drove off. I'm like, I think I'm done. I think I'm done doing the one-on-one in-person lessons personally. Again, Starving Artist Courses, please sign up. This is my business. I'm promoting it like crazy, right? But I personally won't be the one. I'll be more so on the managerial side. And I have other individuals who are the teachers under the business. So yes, we still teach one-on-one lessons. They are virtual. They are not in person, but they are virtual and it still goes great. We have testimonies all over the place. So, but you will have another face teaching that. So these are shifts that you have to keep making. Learn from me. These are shifts. I'm going to keep making more shifts this year. I may do another episode later about more shifts that I've made, right? But these are different shifts that God is calling me to do. And I want you to do the same. So lay out all the tasks that are related to whatever your ministry is or your business is or whatever your day-to-day things are. Lay it all out and begin to circle things that you feel like you can delegate. Put an X or a slash through things that you feel like you can eliminate. You know, maybe put a check by things that you want to keep, but it could be automated. And then everything else are the things that you physically are the one to do. I can't delegate being the speaker for my podcast. I mean, I probably could in the future have some other people maybe just doing an episode or two. But no, for this podcast, this is what I'm operating and I'm the face of it right now. So I need to be the one behind the mic, behind the camera, handling business, you know? So those are the things right there. Okay, guys. So yes, I think that's it. No more Creative Encounter. We'll be doing Creative Encounter Podcast and, of course, Duet Z-Pay Music. Continue to look out for more music on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere where music is sold. Look out for events. Look out for more music videos. We are focusing in on Duet Z-Pay Music and then promoting my other artists because I just love talking. I love talking to people. I'm extremely extroverted. So I still have these conversations with individuals and I'm all about the kingdom building, which is what our purpose should be. So that is what we are doing here at this podcast. I hope this made sense to you guys. I hope you were encouraged. I hope you were empowered to make the tough decisions, the tough call to eliminate things and to focus in and zero in. God's going to call us to do some wild things that just don't make sense. And you could do it. You have to go out and step out and do it. Okay. So I'm proud of you. I'm excited that you are here. Thank you for listening to me for, what is this, about 40 some odd minutes. You know, thank you guys so much for that. I hope you were really encouraged and motivated. As always, I want to say a prayer for you, so I will do that now. Heavenly Father, I pray for every Kingdom creative who is tuning in on this episode right now or in the future, that you will continue to speak to them as you have spoken to me. God, that you will clearly let your voice be heard to them on what you are calling them to do. How they can be optimal. We can do a lot of things for you. We want to be optimal in this life and honor you in it, God. So pray that you speak to each and every one of them. Empower them. Let them be bold enough to say no. Let them be courageous and faithful enough to say yes to that, to what's to come, that they don't know what's to come. Let us just venture out and do what you're calling us to do, God. And we just love you and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, I love you. And again, closing this out, I want to see you guys on July 22nd. You guys have been buying the tickets. Ooh, let me pull back a little bit. You guys have been getting your tickets. And thank you so much. It was so awesome. I'm seeing the numbers go up on the tickets. That place is going to be full. It's going to be an exciting time. And we're going to be worshiping. Again, go ahead and check out. If you already got your ticket, go back to the page because now I put the Spotify link up in there. And I want you guys to be able to start singing these songs at home in these next 2 weeks. So when we get there, you already know the lyrics. So I can hear your voice all in that track. Like, oh, there go Tammy singing, there go Johnny singing, all y'all are in the track, you know what I'm saying? You know, all of us giving praise to God. That's the main point, right? So it's going to be a great time. Get your ticket July 22nd to Unashamed Live, Duet Z-Pay Music and the band. We will be out there doing our thing. It's going to be a great time. Again, I love you guys so much. In our next episode, I believe I'm going to have C.W. Allen in the next. So I'm scheduling my guy in because he has some exciting things to share with you. So look out for C-Dub in a future episode and some of the other artists, Darnell Parker, all these individuals. It's going to be some fun times. But guys, love you. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you leave a review, leave a rating. Go ahead and donate. Go ahead and be a partner with Duet Z-Pay Music and Creative Encounter. That is in the link below. Love for you to partner with us. And we will see you guys next time.